Over two decades after he first entered the Army, Kermit Bell was now on his way to Vietnam. Not only would he serve in that conflict, but he had another degree and an entirely new career awaiting him after the war as well. His amazing story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Kermit Bell went to Vietnam in 1967 and was a base commander, a title he compares to being mayor of a town.
It's pretty good, probably 2 miles square, the runway down the middle of it, helicopters taking off and landing all the time.
He was learning to fly a helicopter while commander, although he was not proficient at the skill. One night when the base was short on pilots, he was pressed into service and took the controls. His mission was successful, although his landing was less than perfect, putting a few dents and scratches on the aircraft.
That particular incident, the 1st Division Command didn't want to recognize the fact that I had done that, so they had the Vietnamese government give me a medal for doing it. They had the choice of giving me a medal or giving me a court-martial.
By the time he came home in 1968, he had earned 5 Bronze Stars during that tour.
My next assignment coming back from Vietnam was in Memphis, Tennessee, following the killing of Martin Luther King. My job there was to coordinate civil affairs type activities having to do with maybe bringing in military troops in case there was riots again.
He was in Memphis for 2 years. He retired as a lieutenant colonel, but his work was not done. After over 2 decades in the military, he entered school to become an optometrist.
Some of it was fun because classmates were the same age as my kids. They always gave me a hard time about being the old man in the class, but I kept up with them.
Bell served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and then had a successful career as an optometrist. It's an amazing story of a man who thought he'd just be in the Army for 3 years. Traveling the countryside in Batchtown, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.